The former manager of the Stardust Club has taken to the witness box at the inquests into the deaths of the 48 people who died when a fire swept through the building during a disco in 1981. Eamon Butterley, who's now 78, was 36 when the fire broke out in the early hours of Valentine's Day. Our reporter Conor Hunt is at the Stardust inquest today. Conor, what happened?
Well, a significant day here at these inquests, Gavin, as you say, and that's because of the person who was in the witness box. We've heard from scores and scores of witnesses since it began last April, and today we're hearing from the man at the top, really, the manager of the complex at the time, Eamon Butterley. He was 36 years old back in 1981, and he's now 78 years old, giving evidence at these fresh inquests. They're being held at the Dublin District Coroner's Court, which is sitting in the pillar room on the grounds of the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin. Eamon Butterley, he took to the stand just after 11 a.m. and has been the routine here. We first heard the statements he gave to Gardaí in 1981 and they were read into the record.
So tell us, what's in the Gardaí statement?
Well, they're lengthy statements, and what we now know from them is that Eamon Butterley told Gardaí hours after the fire that the head doorman had told him before the fire broke out that the fire exit doors were unlocked, and he said that took place at around 11:30 p.m. The statements also say that Eamon Butterley told the guards in 1981 that this policy of locking exit doors for a time on disco nights was, quote, forced on him because of a large number of people were getting in through those doors for free. We also heard that he told officers in October 1981 that the practice that we've been hearing lots about in these inquests, the practice of draping chains around the bars of exit doors to give the impression they were locked, that, he said, originated from the doorman at the club themselves and said he did not order them to do it. He also said that he was aware of the practice but didn't stop it. The inquests also heard that Eamon Butterley told the guards 42 years ago that at no time, and this is a direct quote, at no time since the premises opened in March 1978 were the fire exit doors left locked during the whole of any evening.
What happens now, Conor?
Well, those Garda statements, Gavin, they're continuing to be read into the record. As I say, they're lengthy enough. And proceedings have paused now for lunch. And after those statements have been read in, it'll be the turn of the coroner's legal team to ask Eamon Butterley questions. That too will take time. And then it'll be the turn of lawyers acting for the families of the victims who will put some questions to him. He'll be asked, no doubt, about the building itself, the fire standards in place and the policies of keeping fire doors locked, the aftermath of the blaze and so on. So proceedings are due to recommence at 2 p.m. It should be said, though, too, that the public gallery is pretty much full, and it's pretty much full of families of those who've died, that they're here in large numbers. They're wanting to hear what Eamon Butterley has to say. We expect he'll be on the witness stand for a number of days in total.
Conor, thank you. That's our reporter at the Stardust Inquest today, Conor Hunt.